Haggis, haggis, the chiefs, they know the pudding rice. I haven't played that one for a long time. Actually, it was damaged and I repaired it a couple of weeks ago. I didn't think it would work properly, but it did. And talking about haggis, the 25th of May, one for your diary. I'm doing a dress to the haggis during Berry Festival, and the School of Arts will be the Shoalhaven City Pipes Drums, Highland Dancers, Scottish Country Dancers, a choir. I might even dance, I might even do the Macarena. Yeah, you've never seen me dancing. Yeah, and I'll be doing the address to the haggis and playing the Scottish dance music, as well as a little bit of old time, like the Pride of Erne, Scottish Waltz, Gay Gordons, you name it, I'll do it. So that's the 25th of May. If you haven't seen the haggis being, addressed, that's what they call it, the ode to the haggis, well, I'll be doing it that night, so please put that in your diary for the 25th. You can buy tickets at the door, and it's all for charity. Yes. Okay, what else have we got? Nothing else. Okie doke, let's listen to Alexander Morrison.
Give my joy.
the Northern Lights, O Old Aberdeen. That was Alexander Morrison. Before that he played Misty Islands of the Highlands. You know, I remember that song when I was a kid. I thought it was a Top of the Pops or something, because it, well, there wasn't many wirelesses around in those days. I can remember. And the Royal Mile. Yes, that was the seat of the kings, queens and princes, and there's still a lot of queens walking down it, I'll tell you. Royal Mile is the street that leads from the castle right down to Holyrood Palace, and once on the tattoo, there's about 9,000 people queuing up all the way down, like about 20 abreast all the way down the street waiting to get in. And as soon as the show finishes, the first house, they go out one way, and then the crowd from the Royal Mile comes in the other way, and the street is cleared within about 10 minutes. Oh, it's magic. Magic it is. And you're listening to the Sounds of Scotland, brought to you courtesy of Radio Triple U FM, broadcasting on 104.5 Central, 92.3 North, and 99.7 South. And as you know, we are on the internet, and we have an email. Email is triple U, that's TRIPLEU, at shoalhaven.net.au. Our website is the http://www.triple U.org. I don't know what org stands for, it's funny that, .au. Yes, I might take this opportunity to thank all the listeners who are getting this program on Electric Scotland. I got some email from Canada and America and Scotland as well, because it's funny that they don't get programs like this in Scotland. Now, it's nearly all modern music, pop and things like that, but never a potpourri of music we get here. Oh, well, that's great. Yep. Okay, what have we got next? How about, before we go any further, the Scottish Gala will be on again this year up at the showground in June. So look out for some advertising about it in the local papers, and I'll be mentioning it over the few weeks leading up to it. Right, let's listen to Arthur Spink. Of course, you know Arthur Spink. He's a Dundonian, great accordion player. He's been around all the clubs around here on the south coast, him and Jennifer Shaw. I haven't seen Arthur for about 18 months, but all right, he's still going. So here he is. It's just a Borders medley. We'll be right back.
From my lord are going in the water for the fair. There's Bob and Mary on the Grubbin Ferry wishing Jip Falcon could be there. There's steamers cruising and there's laddies snoozing and there's laddies fishing through the pier. And Postle flying very near expiring as he rolls about be there to hear. With either flashing there is Vora smashing to be walking daily on the prom. And me and every man seventh heaven as they stroll along with Dick and Tom. And the modern rock to every Jean and jockey stands a welcome that is high and wide. Seem to know that they are on the homeward way to hear the song of the Clyde. The wonderful glide, the name of it thrills me and fills me with pride, and I'm satisfied, whatever may be tried, the sweetest of songs is the song of the
Thank you. centipede, she was very sweet. She was ever so proud of every one of her 100 feet. Early every morning her neighbors came to glance. She always entertained them with a beautiful little dance. As leg number 94 gave 95 a shunt, legs and numbers 1 and 2 were twisting out in front. As legs numbers 9 and 10 were wriggling up the side, 73 and 74 were doing the pally glide. Her neighbour, Jenny Longlegs, with jealousy was mad. She went out and bought herself a pencil and a pad. She came a month of mornings and she made a careful note of every step the centipede made, and this is what she wrote. As leg number 94 gave 95 a shunt, legs and numbers 1 and 2 were twisting out in front. As legs numbers 9 and 10 were wriggling up the side, 73 and 74 were doing the pally glide. Armed with exact notation, young Jenny Longlegs tried to dance just like the centipede. She failed and nearly cried. She grabbed hold of the centipede and she said, now have a look and show me how you do these steps I've written in my book. Said the centipede, do I do that? And tried to demonstrate. She'd never thought anything before and she didn't do too great. Her 100 legs get twisted and she wound up in a fangle. She fractured 14 shin bones, 13 kneecaps and an ankle. Legs numbers 1 and 2 get tied with 3 and 4. Legs and numbers 5 and 6 get trampled on the floor. Leg number 17 was attacked by number 10. 98 and 99 will never dance again. The weaker Kufri centipede, she suffered terrible pain. All of us were very surprised she ever danced again. And now she tells her neighbours, everyone that comes to see, never try an explanation of what comes naturally. As leg number 94 gives 95 a shunt, legs and numbers 1 and 2 are twisting out in front. As legs numbers 9 and 10 go wriggling up the side, 73 and 74 are doing the pally glide.
Yes, the wee Kirkcudbright centipede. Now, how the hell do you get Kirkcudbright out of Kirkcudbright? It's been amazed me for years. Kirkcudbright is the proper pronunciation. Or you get that pronunciation. Kirkcudbright, Kirkcudbright, but it's called Kirkcudbright. There's another place I remember too, a place in Fife called Culross. You say Cooris. Strange place that, Scotland. A lot of strange people come out of it, a lot of strange people stay in it. Yes. Okay, what have we got coming up next? How about we have a cup of tracks from the lovely Lady Sheena Wellington. We call her Lady. It's a name we love and we call her in a wee club, the 3 J's in Dundee. Thank you. Yes, he'll never forget. He'll never forget the day he forgot his Nicky Tams. Well, Nicky Tams, it's a farmer. Well, farmers and labourers, especially on the road, comes, we used to call them labourers, and we've got another name for them. I can't mention it on here. Road workers, etc., navvies, all that. They wore these moleskin trousers, very, very thick. I think you still buy them today. And they used to tie a rope or a belt around the leg underneath the knee so that it kept anything from crawling up the leg of the breeks. Aye. And they were called Nicky Tams. And then the bunch of time that Sheena was singing about? Well, that was a warning to all girls about sailors. He said, you know what sailors are? Yes, dirty pigs, of course. I'm only kidding, fellas, I'm only kidding. No, that was Sheila Wellington, the bunch of time, and Nicky Tams from a CD called Care the Law, which you cannot buy here, but if you're interested in buying some of her CDs, well, let me know and I can see about prices for you. Right, before we go any further, we better see what the boss has to say.
From Berry to Bawley Point, Shoalhaven Community Radio, Triple UFM. From Maroo Meadow to Mollymook, the People's Radio, Triple UFM.
Have you tried the delicious homemade gourmet curries made and delivered from Berry? Deliveries every week from our kitchen to your home or office. Deliveries every week to the Shoalhaven, Kiama, Shell Harbour, Wollongong, and the Highlands. Also once a month delivers to Sydney, Canberra, and the Blue Mountains. Call Lorel for Berry Curry Curry on 4464-1230. Yes, for the best curry, ring Berry Curry Curry on 4464-1230. Email Berry Curry Curry on BERIHURIKARI at ozmail.com.au.
The wonderful music of Scotland is featured every Thursday on Triple U when Jack McDougall presents his Scottish programme. You can almost smell the heather and taste the haggis as Jack takes you on a musical journey across the highlands and lowlands of bonnie Scotland. Tune in Thursdays for the real feeling of Scotland only on Triple U.
Yeah, you can almost smell the haggis and taste the heather. That's, you're listening to The Sounds of Scotland, brought to you courtesy of Radio Triple UFM, here on 104.5 Central, 92.3 North, and 99.7 South. Our telephone number, 4422-1700. Radio Triple UFM, the host, with the most on the coast. Right, let's listen to Kenneth McKellar.
Step it out, step it out, with a cheer and a shout, while we're marching through the heather. Sing a song, keep it strong, though the way may be long, we will all get there together. Here we come, to the beat, down the drum, and we'll never mind the weather. So we smile all the while, every long weary mile, march, march, marching through the heather. Then swing along to a hiking song, the highway winding west, camping Highland glens and Bracken bends to meet the isle. Together, come along, be it fair or stormy weather, with the hills of holy forest and the park below the heather. Let us sing in happy chorus, come along, step we gaily on we go, heel for heel and toe for toe, farm and arm and row over man's wedding. Oh, hill with up and down, little green and bracken brown, past the ceiling through the town, all for sake of Mary. Set we gaily on we go, heel for heel and toe for toe, farm and row, all for Mary's wedding. Oh, the thistle of Scotland was famous of old, to this is not and this precious of all. It's the badge of my country, it's ideal to me, and the part of the bring that they pay my ee. Oh, we're low, a watty hide a war, we're low, a watty leave ye, we're low, a watty hide a war, will I come back?
we're wachlin heim free off the mucky. On the road by Ochen Shugle through the glen, and the haggises are yelping as they get their mickly skelping. Do an Angus Ox and Lonely's button bend. There's a shockly tatty bogle in the gloaming, supping bros and playing pedros all the while, as we battle a wall like peeries or a queen of quick maleeries, wachlin heim, dipping the kettle on the bile. Step it out with a cheer and a shout while we're marching through the heather. Sing a song, keep it strong, though the way may be long, we will all get there together. Here we come to the beat of the drum, and we'll never.